Good evening, fellow Wahoos and ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, Hobbo Hobgood.
We're back. Like it or not, we're back.
We're glad to be back for season six.
How about the orange and blue microphone covers, though? They did that just in honor of us, I think.
I think we begged for 2 years, so somebody was listening, so it's a great thing. So anyhow, good to be back in the studio with Hobbo, and we have a special guest to my right, Andrew Wallace.
Uh-oh, special guest.
Yeah, we're going to call you special.
All right, I'll go with it.
Your dad told me you were special, but anyway,
well,
that's
I don't know
else.
If that's a compliment or not.
Well, he's an Alabama grad. He gets to see some real football this Saturday in Scott Stadium.
I'm excited, guys.
Anyway. No wimpy like University of Louisiana at Monroe or something. You're gonna see the UCLA Bruins playing at our beloved Wahoos. Anyhow, tonight we will preview UVA's big home opener versus UCLA this Saturday at 12 noon. This is a big game for Mike London and his veteran staff and a bunch of other players, including new starting quarterback Grayson Lambert. More on him later.
Do you want my prediction now or
no,
later?
No, no. Your prediction, save it.
Save it.
Save it.
I'm fired up this year. You know, I've already got my score ready to go here.
Hobbo, I know you're fired up. This is the first time in 5 years. Anyhow, Scott Stadium will be an exciting place this Saturday. If nothing else, maybe we can pull off a sneak attack 12 noon. It's essentially 9 a.m. for the Bruins. They're not going to be used to that. So hopefully the Virginia fans will get out, scream and holler and raise Cain, and maybe the Wahoos can pull off the upset. Anyhow, we're glad that you've joined us. Hobbo, tell us about tonight's show.
Well, you know, it's kind of a tradition. Our first show, UVA legend Frank Quayle is going to join us in a few minutes. Frank obviously was the ACC Player of the Year when he was a player as a tailback at Virginia, and he'll have to tell us, but I think it was probably 25-plus years as the radio analyst on the Virginia Sports Network, having given up that post 2 or 3 years ago, but he's still closely tied to the program, so he'll be able to give us his assessment. Our friend Chris Wright from the Sabre will join us in our second half hour tonight, along with Dr. Jody Smith, one of our friends from Ortho Virginia, as we begin the fall campaign with the injury report. And we already have a couple of guys to talk about from the standpoint of those who have been dinged up a little bit in advance of the opening game on Saturday.
And what else, Hobbo?
And next week, just to preview ahead, our friend Billy McMullen will be on next week's show, which is Labor Day, and we will say this again, but we'll be on next week at our normal time, 6 o'clock, as opposed to the special starting time of 5:30. And we also, another friend of the programmer, a former linebacker, John Copper, will join us, and we always enjoy John's insights, particularly on the defensive side of the football.
Frequent contributor and guest to the show, John Copper, knows his defense, was never accused of being the fastest player on the field, but he was one of the fastest linebackers to fill the hole and tackle a ball carrier, was rarely fooled in all the years that he played, and was lightly recruited coming out of Southwest Virginia, and just a terrific guy, real student of the game, and has provided some excellent insights over the years. Anyhow, let's get on with the show tonight. Frank Quayle, number 24 back in the day. He was ACC Player of the Year. Really an extraordinary player who really could do it all. He could run and catch. He could make people miss. When he needed tough yards, he could grind through tacklers and really played on some teams that brought some credibility to UVA football.
Played on the 68 team that was 7-3 under Coach George Blackburn. He was there before they made the change, I think, right at the end of Frank's career. Nevertheless, Frank and Gene Arnett, who's been a guest on the program, was the quarterback on that team. So certainly some good moments
and
in
Bob
Virginia
Davis.
Football.
Now, did Bob Davis precede Arnett?
I think you may be correct.
Yes. And we've had both Bob Davis and Gene Arnett on the show, and they've been terrific guests. I don't think any of them told any better stories than Frank has told over the years. But anyway, in a few minutes, we hope to have Frank joining us. Let's get started with a little analysis of UCLA. First off, If you open up your Sports Illustrated, he's featured in the Heisman Watch, and that's always a little scary when you know that your opponent is that good. 3,071 passing yards, 24 touchdowns, 748 rushing yards, 11 TDs in that category. He's a redshirt junior, so if he wants to, he can come back and play some more, apparently.
I think he's gone after this
year. I think he's gone. I think a lot of folks...
And we do have Frank on the line.
Oh, Frank's back on. Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, without further ado, we welcome Frank back on Who's Talking. Frank, this is Frank, and Habbo is seated to my far right. How are you, Frank?
Good to talk to you guys. I'm doing very well, thank you.
We know you just come back from vacation just to do air shows, so we appreciate that. And
how many vacation weeks does Frank get a year these days?
I think in the summertime he gets a few. He can probably
get more than a few these days.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
You know, now that he doesn't have to worry about that first show up in the booth in Scott Stadium, he doesn't have to sweat out the late days of August.
Frank's just worried about capital gains taxes. That's all he's worried about.
I know, all those properties he owns. So Frank, let's get on to brass tacks. Let's talk about the Wahoo offense. New starting quarterback, but a player with huge upside and has some game experience. 6'5", 6'4½", whatever. Grayson Lambert from Jessup, Georgia, will take the helm this year. What's your take on him? And then let's talk about Kevin Parks and the rest of the offense.
Yeah, so, it's a time of year to be hopeful. And so I am. My wife tells me she's pumped up for this game coming up. It's hard to be optimistic, though. You know, Virginia has gone so long without a good quarterback. And Grayson, he's the different mold. The guys that turn programs around are Johnny Manziel-type quarterbacks with great running ability and make something out of nothing. And Grayson is a Matt Schaub type, or going back, a Matt Blunden type. He's got great size, but he's not going to be a scrambler. And, you know, so he's got to get some help from the offensive line. And so, you know, to me, the biggest question marks, the game is quarterback dominated. So do you have somebody who's special in that area? But as a running back, having that wonderful offensive line was always the most important thing to me. And these guys certainly might be good, but they're no names, and some are injuries, and they've been reshuffling just about every week. And so I think that's a major, major question mark as to how they're going to perform on the offensive side of the football.
Let me jump in there real quick. This is something I've harped on literally all last spring and this summer, and as a guest on other shows, including WDCE over at University of Richmond with Andrew Wallace. I've been talking about the offensive line, and, you know, today in the teleconference, Mike Linden talked about how well certain players are doing, Mike Mooney, you know, Burbank, Connor Davis, Eric Smith, et cetera. And Whitmire is still hurt with a bad back, and Siddiqui Olunrewaju is out with a lower leg injury, which usually means knee, but could be anything. How does this offensive line raise its game quickly? This summer, it sounds like most of those that are going to be playing on Saturday have stayed healthy this summer. How do they come together and gel? And you, having been a former star running back, you understand how important the line is. What should fans be looking for?
Well, you know, I'm not sure what it takes to gel, but Tom O'Brien, who's on the staff, to me, I always marveled at his ability to work with offensive linemen and get them to gel. And he just, you know, that was one of the things that he was so highly acclaimed for. You could have the talent, but are they going to work together, and are they going to work together, you know, that first game of the year, second game of the year? You know, that's such a big part of it. And you know, those are probably the brightest kids on the football field. And I think, you know, possibly the quarterback has more to mental responsibilities, but the offensive line, that's all about getting your assignment down, knowing what scheme the defense is in, how you're going to attack it, and you know all those things. And with a lot of young people, are they going to be able to come out of the box and get the job done against a very good defense this coming Saturday? That's going to be a real challenge for them.
Yeah, we're visiting with former UVA tailback Frank Quayle. And Frank, you always told me the smartest guy on the field was the tailback. That's what you told me before.
I'm not sure if I ever told you that.
All right, let's on a positive side, the receiving core. I know you know Miles Gooch and company. They have some good wide receivers. So if Grayson Lambert gets enough time from the offensive line, will he be able to find the receivers? And how will the passing game be?
Yeah, and Keon Johnson is, you know, everybody's talking about him as being very, very special. That he, I think he was the leading receiver a year ago. Maybe Jake McGee was the leading, so he would have been the second leading. But they just rave about how good he's been this spring and during the summer. And Miles Gooch, and then you've got Darian Jennings and Terrell Dominique. So they're going to be improved in the wide-out spot. I think that's positive. And the running backs, you know, that's a great situation. Kevin Parks is very talented, and I like the Shepherd youngster. And Taquan Mizell was a little bit disappointing his first year, and he's only because the bar had been set so high as a five-star. But, you know, he's obviously talented. But you got to get those holes open by the offensive line to show those talents.
Well, on the defensive side, I know you were an offensive player, but the defense, I think the expectation is, should be pretty good. What's your assessment of the defensive group?
Yeah, without question, there's a lot to be excited about on the defensive side. And, you know, it's probably going to be the best defensive line since Chris Long was there. Linebackers, I think, are going to be a question mark, but I think the coaches are excited about them, think they have some good talent there. And the defensive back situation, the one, I guess, disappointment is that the Nicholson youngster is looks like he's not going to be ready to go on Saturday. But I think it was turf toe about fourth, fifth game last year, and he missed most of the last games of the season, and you just thought with something like that that he'd certainly be back by the start of the season this year, but that evidently isn't the case. And so Tim Harris, I think, is going to be the starter at that spot, and he's only a sophomore, so it'll be fun to see how talented he is. Nicholson, I thought, was a marvelous talent.
There was also, Frank, suggestions that Brandon Phelps would be moved from free safety up to corner to help Harris at corner in light of the fact that Quinn Blanding has done so well at the other safety spot, allowing that true freshman into the game where he can make an impact. But let's go back to the offensive paradigm here. The receivers are skilled. Darius Jennings is a senior. He's got to finally break through this year. It's bound to happen. They've been talking about new contact lenses, prescription, and Keon Johnson's got a year under his belt. He's acclimated. He should be more reliable. Miles Gooch is a senior, for crying out loud. Sort of an oversized wide receiver, undersized tight end. Chris Swanson could be the reliable tight end, filling the void that everyone thought Jake McGee would provide. Don't you think there's enough weapons out there? Also, Kyle Dawkins needs to be mentioned, and Donnie Dowling, a true freshman. Doesn't Lambert have enough weapons now to really hurt somebody if he can get 3.5-4 seconds?
Well, I think that those people are in place. The wide receiver situation is better. It was frustrating last couple of years, and the number of dropped footballs was, you know, just totally unacceptable from wide receivers. And so you hope that that's done. You know, I can't get away from how dominant the quarterback, the role they play in college football today. So dramatically more important than they certainly were 10 years ago or any other period of time. And so, you know, if the quarterback, well, he's got to get protection to enable him to do the things he's supposed to do, but he's got to be special. And you know, that's last year. We understand that we've improved the talent level on the team, but we didn't get to measure it because we didn't have a positive quarterback situation. And that was, you know, my great frustration with last year. How much better was the defense than earlier? And they were probably a lot better. But, again, if you don't have that quarterback, and you got to have, you know, an offense to give your defense opportunities and don't put them on the field when they're with poor field position. And so, yeah, to me, that's what I'm going to be looking for. If they don't have the offensive line to protect the quarterback and open up holes so that they can have a running game to take pressure off the quarterback, you know, I think it could be another long year for them.
You know, one other thought, and I couldn't agree with you more. Frank, tell us, you know, how important the punt return and kick return game is. And I can't recall, but I can't remember if you returned either, but there was a lot of talk today in Mike London's teleconference that Smoke Mizell would be returning kicks and punts, and Kalik Shepard would help in punt return and kick return, and Darius Jennings would be back there. So he's got his fastest players back in return, and hopefully they'll get some better blocking. But is that something that could be a big factor this year?
Well, you hope so, that you know, that they the kickoff return is, gives you your opportunity to get good field position and, you know, start at a not back in a hole but up 35-yard line or better. Punt situation or punt returns, I think, is less of a factor just because of how challenging it is today, that you're not going to see too many returns. But every kickoff, that running back, the guy that's going to take it up the field, is going to have the opportunity to do something special because he's going to get the ball with nobody within 15 yards of him. So I always think that's a big factor and a big opportunity for them.
Frank, as always, we thank you for joining us and giving us a little early season assessment. And my sense is you're still a little cautious about things. So we're going to go with your wife's assessment of the team. She sounds more optimistic.
Well, she certainly is very pumped up.
She's been around football for a long time since she's been around Frank Quayle. So, you know, we're going to give her some kudos here. She probably knows what she's talking about. But at any rate, we thank you as always. Wish you well and look forward to seeing you at a game.
Thanks, Frank and Jim. Enjoy talking to you.
All right, great former time. Virginia great Frank Quayle, stick with us. You're listening to Who's Talking. It's the season opener for us, season opener for the Who's on Saturday against UCLA. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.